When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, when at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Let's walk together, little children.
Don't you get weary. Let's walk together, little children. Don't you get weary. Let's walk together, little children. Don't you get weary. There's a great, great, great camp meeting in that promised land.
Let's pray together, little children.
Don't you get weary. Let's pray together, little children. Don't you get weary, let's pray together, little children. Don't you get weary, there's a great, great, great camp meeting in that promised land.
Well, let's sing together, little children.
Don't you get weary, let's sing together, little children. Don't you get weary, let's sing together, little children. Don't you get weary, there's a great, great, great camp meeting in that promised land.
Well, let's shout together, little children.
Don't you get weary, let's shout together, little children. Don't you get weary, let's shout together, little children. Don't you get weary, there's a great, great, great camp.
Ah, can't wait. Can't wait for that camp meeting. Can't wait for that camp meeting in the promised land. Don't you get weary. Don't you let things get you all discouraged and stop right short of the victory. Hallelujah. The victory's coming. Oh, we got a great broadcast today. Thank the Lord for getting everything together right in time to be right here with you. And I'm claiming it will be perfect all the way through. God bless you. God bless you. Now today, the mother harlot, the mother of harlots, I should say, the mother of harlots and her children, the mother of harlots and her children. You talk about something prophetic. This is one of the most prophetic things that I could talk about. There's been a fulfillment of this prophecy that will take your breath away as we hear all the facts about it. And if you learn how all the religious entities of the world are beginning to play, you know, play the tune of Rome. You know, they're not all right there in total unity. That doesn't have to happen until after the rapture. But it looks like it may happen before the rapture if Jesus don't come quickly. I mean, we are really there at an hour of such prophetic fulfillment that I am overwhelmed. Now, let me slow me up. I think I was probably too loud, and I have a tendency to be that. Don't want to be, but I'm just loud. The Father made me that way. Well, maybe I worked on it a little bit too. But it's a joy to bring you this program today and talk about the King is coming, but then talk about this mother of harlots. Mother of harlots. Now, you know that I know that the Roman Catholic system in Rome is indeed the mother of harlots. This has been said, this has been declared, not so much the mother of harlots as the harlot system, all the way back to Martin Luther and all through the reformers. I mean, this has been a 500-year fact taught and preached and declared to people all over the church world. Now, it looks like most of the church has forgot it, and maybe the young generations have never heard it. If a preacher doesn't preach in his pulpit this great truth, how are they to know? They listen to it on the radio, and you know, you don't take everything you hear, I hope you don't, on radio and television as facts. You need your pastor in the pulpit with the open scripture teaching you the book of Revelation and the great truths of the Bible. Well, Let me tell you, this Roman Catholic system was not a mother of harlots until this last generation. She always persecuted to death those that were not part of her system. Have you read the story? Have you read the Fox Book of Martyrs? One of the classic books of the great persecution of the Protestant people for hundreds of years, thousands and thousands put to death by this Roman Catholic system. Put to death by the Roman Catholic system. You can't ignore that. Well, you can ignore that, but you can't change that. It's right there. It's in writing. It's in the archives of history. No doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. But this Roman Catholic system is no longer just a harlot woman with a harlot system. She's now the mother of harlots. And this has only happened in my and your lifetime. This has only happened in my and your lifetime that Roman Catholicism has begun to play with the tune of a one world religion and welcome people of all religions into her system. And she's doing it right now. On this article that will go out on the internet today, the Lord willing, is a picture of about 10 or 12 of the top echelon leaders of religions of the world all mingled together in meetings in the World Council of Churches and Religions. They're coming together at a speed that boggles our mind, and it's hard to accept it. And most of the Protestant world is falling right into the trap. How in the world do evangelical churches fall in this trap? Now, if you get our emails, or you on the Facebook and you see our Facebook, you know that this past week, the announcement came out. It was mentioned on this program last Saturday by a caller. I did not know about it, that the Lee College singer, Lee University Singers, was going to be singing in the Vatican tomorrow. They will be doing what is called a sing mass. Now, that's a mass sung, and the Lee College Singers, Lee University Singers, are supposed to be there. Now, I was part of that wonderful fellowship for 40-some years, and I love so many people that are involved in it. But when they started following the Benny Hinn's and that crowd, I backed off and said, hey, I want out. And, you know, I didn't feel like I had any choice, and I'm not throwing any stones about that. I'm just telling you the facts. And now they have gone so far as this great choir. I mean, one of the greatest probably in the world. I doubt there's any greater than Lee Singers from the Lee University. And they're going to sing the same mass in the Vatican. I'm talking about St. Peter's Basilica. I'm talking about St. Peter's Basilica tomorrow. Tomorrow, if somebody who's in the echelon leader of that church group doesn't stop them now, what will they do? I do not know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know whether they're going to stop it or whether it's going to occur as they are planning. I really don't know. But I know that we all need to be concerned. When the key leaders of our evangelical churches are going home to Rome, something is wrong. And something is seriously wrong. And there's no question, there's no ifs and ands about it. Somebody needs to do something. And I have no power to do anything but tell everybody about it in prayer and hope that you will talk about it and get with your pastors and say, I won't be a part of this. Now, let me read you. I want to read you about this system. You got to understand this is biblical. And it's happening in exact biblical fulfillment right now, as the Bible has so laid it out in the Holy Scripture. Now you go to the book of Revelation 17. The book of Revelation 17, that is the picture of the harlot woman, the mother of harlots. And she, as I said, has become the mother of harlots in my and your lifetime. She was the harlot woman for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, but now the mother of harlots because her children, so-called, she calls them her children, they're coming home. They're going home. I'm not going with them. I am a Bible believer. I believe in the prophecies of this book. And it was that same church that the Lee Singers are connected with that taught me this. They taught me. I said, they taught me. Some of the greatest Bible preachers and teachers there's ever been have been part of that fellowship. I name them often and just think about them and rejoice for the day when we're going to meet on the streets of glory. I can hardly wait. But let me read to you. Listen, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, he describes those many waters as being nations and civilizations and cultures and people. He names that very clear in these passages of Scripture, that those many waters mean the peoples of the world, the peoples of many countries, many nations, and many colors, and many backgrounds. Very clear, very clear. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Now notice this. There's a drunkenness in this, that those who go home to Rome are being drunkened by her fornication. Not drunken by strong drink, but drunken by the evil of false doctrines and false ideas and a false religious system that they're buying into. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. Notice her dwelling is wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. That's the false prophet. Remember the name of my article a couple of weeks ago was very clear that this is a scarlet-colored woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. Now, I hope you'll help me. You'll call or email. Let's talk about these fornications. Let's talk about these abominations. For instance, the Madonna with child. That comes right out of Babylonian history. I have pictures of Madonnas that date back to the days of Ur, of the Chaldees, south of Babylon. That was 3,000 plus years ago, long before Christ came. And the Catholic Church took the new church, and turned it into a Catholic system. Well, friend, there's no question. Those kind of abominations are everywhere to be found. And we'll talk about them as you call me. I want to hear from you. And upon her forehead was a name written, listen, Mystery Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots. Now that is being fulfilled while I'm talking to you. She has become, in our generation, not just an adulterous woman, religiously speaking, not just a great harlot woman, but she's become the Mother of Harlots. She has a whole array of harlots now joining her. Benny Hinn's been there. Rick Warren's been there. You know, you can go right through the litany list of the big name religions today, and they're going back and talking and you know, drinking tea or whatever with the Pope of Rome. And by the way, the Pope is now bringing in homosexuals and serving them, a homosexual priest, and serving them their mass and then kissing the hands of one. That picture was shown all over the internet. I mean, you're talking about things that boggle the mind of people who believe this Bible, people who know this Bible is true. Now, let me tell you that it's a lot happening, and this is a big subject, and I'm bleeding for the church world, and not just Church of God people that I was a part of for 40-some years. I love them. I mean, so many of them I know. I'm praying that they'll turn it around. I'm praying that something will happen. Maybe it's already happened and I haven't heard it, but before tomorrow, I'm praying that something will stop this. I really am. Maybe it's not possible. I don't know. I'm just a man of faith, and I'm here to pray. I'm here to seek the face of God. I'm not here to hurt anybody. And listen, I'm not talking against Catholic people. There are some wonderful people who are Catholic people. Some serve in political positions. Some serve in business. Some serve in many ways. Many of them love their families, love their children, have the same morals I have. I mean, there's some wonderful people. We're talking about a system, not people, a system. a religious entity, a religious system. Newsweek magazine published some time ago that there's over 15,000 homosexual priests in America. Over 15,000 homosexual priests in America. I'm telling you, friend, it is a dark system. And if you don't know that, I don't know that I will convince you, because the world is so et up with all of this. I am amazed. Let me take a call here. I believe it's line one. Now, you call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. The local number is 704-391-0588. And the email, it is working perfectly now, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Well, I know we're going to have more questions than I can ever answer, but I'm going to do my best. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Reverend Chambers.
Yes.
One of the indulgences you're talking about, I'm sure you know this, that when they built the big cathedrals in Europe, those cathedrals were built by the Catholic Church selling indulgences or permission to sin for a certain amount of money.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. In fact, I think the St. Peter's Basilica was built like that, if I remember right.
And I watched on the internet, this not being told, I watched it personally. My wife pulled it up, but Kenneth Copeland had a conference within the last year, and there were hundreds of people at that conference. And the Pope, Francis, was on a screen. He wasn't with them personally, but he sent a message to them. And Kenneth Copeland spoke in tongues for at least 2 minutes, and then when he interpreted those tongues, it was all about blessing the Pope and how we needed to be one with the Pope.
And that was Kenneth Copeland.
Yes, sir. I've seen it personally. Watched it for a half hour, probably, the video.
If you can find that, could you send that to me?
I don't know where it was. I'm not internet literate, and I heard a guy.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not.
Radio about it, and I wrote down the site, but I don't know what, but my wife pulled it up.
Well, there's somebody out there that will know how to get it, and they'll send it to me.
Even before that, I
will play that one Saturday coming up if somebody can send it to me, and we'll just let everybody watch it all over again.
But I heard a man on Christian radio, he got the name of about the 12 to 15 all evangelical leaders that went here a while back to meet with the Pope.
I read about that, and I don't have all their names, but I know that there were some noted people that have been real leaders among evangelicals, and when they do this, they have committed blasphemy. Let me read you, since you're right there, let me read you in the book of Revelation 8:18-4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues." So if you're part of anybody connected with her, you need to get out of there. You need to get out now, not tomorrow, today. You need to make a change. And so I'm glad I left the church I was part of 25 years ago. Because what has happened now, well, 23 years ago, what has happened in those 23 years is I would have been such a nuisance to them. I'd have been at the headquarters talking to the overseer, the general overseer, until he would have thrown me out of that place if I would have still been part of them. Because it's not, you see, you can't just ignore this. You got to either join it or take a stand against it, or you're part of it.
Pope Francis himself will be probably the ruination of the Catholic Church.
Well, you know, he's already now declared the state of Palestine, the Palestinians. When you stand against Israel, brother, that's an ultimate sin, and that's what he did. When you bless the homosexuals and receive them to take communion with you, and this communion they take has been changed, they say, to the very essence of the person and blood of Jesus Christ, and that's why the Mass is diabolical. It's really diabolical to say that you can change the sacrifice of Jesus, the bread and the wine, that you can change it to his very person until they worship the wafer. They carry it on the streets in their parades and fall down and worship this wafer. You know, that's blasphemy, sir.
I'm sure you know. You know more than I do.
I'm not sure of that, but go ahead.
I've read several books to trace. If you trace the history of the Catholic Church back, you will see where it all goes back to Nimrod and the Tower of Babel and their mother-son worship.
Well, you know, I said that last week, that the greatest victory that the devil, I hate to talk about the devil winning a victory, but he's won some because people let him. But one of the greatest things he ever did is when he moved Babylon to Rome and named it Roman Catholic Church. He actually moved Babylon from Babylon to Rome and gave it a new name, the Roman Catholic Church. And that is indeed Mystery Babylon. And that's why the Bible and Jesus calls it Mystery Babylon, because it is Mystery Babylon.
There's the reason that the Dark Ages was called the Dark Ages. The Roman Catholic Church ruled over the world what we call the Dark Age.
Well, they really killed a lot of good people. When I go back and study the lives of some of those that they put to the stakes and in any way possible, I mean, they killed them in some vicious ways, and they hated them. And if anybody that doesn't know that and doesn't have the courage to go and learn that, well, they're going to be part of the plagues. That's all I know to tell you, and it's going to be an eternity of hell.
It was against the teachings of the church and even punishable by death. For the average person to have a copy of the scriptures, only the priests in the Dark Ages were allowed to have a copy of the scriptures.
Hey, I appreciate you telling people all of this. I've tried to tell them many times through the years, and I don't think people listen today. I think they want to be comfortable and satisfied and be religious and go to their church and think they've got some kind of fire insurance when all of the time they're going to be participants in this plague that's coming on the world and this judgment that's coming.
Bless you, Reverend Chambers, for getting the word out.
I don't know anything but doing the truth. I do it with all my heart. Now listen to me. Let's see what we've got here on the internet. Give me a call. Want to hear from you. You're very important to us. I'm so happy to try to warn you. I mean, it's not enjoyable to me. I'm not doing this because it's healthy. I'm not doing this because it makes people love me. It makes a lot of people hate me. You really understand that. But pray for God to open their eyes. That's what we're here for, to open people's eyes that they might see. Let's see what we've got here on the internet. Oh, man, I got a bunch of them. Let's see if we can take one or two here. Romanism. All right, you say it is just in our lifetime that the Catholic Church is becoming the mother of harlots. But in the early 1900s, fundamentalist preachers and even the Ku Klux Klan preached against Romanism. That is what you're saying different. How is what you're saying different? Well, they preached against it. They preached against it. They didn't go home to it. I mean, now they're going home to Romanism. Back then, they declared the wrong of Romanism. That's the difference. Then they preached against it. The Roman Catholic Church hated them. And they knew what Romanism was. They knew what the Catholic Church represented. Now they don't know. They're going home to it. That's the difference. I hope that's evident to everybody. Now I want you to see that. I really do. The Bible says we are saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Are you adding conditions for salvation by saying people have to believe in doctrines such as a pre-trib rapture or a 6,000-year-old world history in order to be saved? No, I've never said that. I've never said that. You're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. The doctrine of pre-tribulation rapture is the biblical doctrine. And by the way, 1 week from now, I've got the plans to do a special program that I am so excited about. It is called 7, God's Numerical Perfection. 7, God's Numerical Perfection. And I'm going to tell you another great reason why the pre-tribulation rapture must be counted as the biblical doctrine of Holy Scripture. So don't miss that, and I'll answer that question a week from now. But you're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God. In your programs, you seem to spend a lot of time criticizing Catholics. No, I don't spend a lot of time criticizing Catholics. I spend time explaining Catholicism, declaring to you the truth of biblical doctrines. You got to understand that one of the greatest things in the Bible that God's people do is they don't let people be deceived. They warn them. They give them understanding. Let me tell you about the early church, the church at Ephesus. Let me read to you. This is really breathtaking. The church at Ephesus. What did the Lord say about that church? He said unto the angel of the church at Ephesus, write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars. Now that's Jesus talking. He is commending the church at Ephesus because they would not bear them which were evil, and tried them which say they were apostles and not, and found them liars. Now Jesus said that to the church at Ephesus, a church that doesn't try to protect its people from false doctrines is not really much of a church. Would you agree to that? I mean, what is my business? What if I saw a child that was being taught something that was completely damning to that little child's soul? Would I not be responsible to go and tell that child? There have been millions who have been trained in the theology of the Catholic Church, and I've met many of them. They're lost. They're lost. The Holy Spirit has convicted literally thousands and thousands of them and brought them out of that system and led them into Bible-believing churches to live the truths of the Bible. Oh, friend, we are responsible to ever. I mean, you're talking about ideas and doctrines that are so wrong, that are so contrary. This Bible, you know what I'm preaching in the morning? I'm preaching, and God poured this into my heart. It really got a hold of me. I'm preaching on why Satan hates the infallible Bible. Why Satan hates the infallible Bible. The devil hates this Bible because it shows the things that are wrong. It shows the things that are false. Now, I want you to call. I want everybody out there from one to the last. I mean, I wish everybody at some time or another would call this program and ask the question that's on your mind. And I promise you, I'm not here to put down nobody. I'm not here to fault with people. I'm here to deal with false doctrines. I dealt with them when they were Benny Hinn's. I dealt with them in Kenneth Copeland. I dealt with them in so many of these different leaders out there who've taught the wrong doctrines. I've always dealt with them. That was one of my callings. I'm a watchman on the wall. I'm a watchman on the wall. The Holy Spirit called me to be a watchman on the wall, laid it on my heart to warn people of truth. And yet at the same time, the only antidote for error is truth. So I must preach the truth. And I do that a whole lot more than I point out bad doctrines. I preach the truth because I love this word. All right, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@pawcreek.org. Now, listen, I really want to hear from you. I want you to grab your phone, and I want to give you today a booklet. The title of this booklet is the same as the title of this program, The Mother of Harlots and Her Children. Now, here's a lot of good information. A lot of good information, good quotes and good documentations, and just material that will open up your understanding and give you some ability to grasp. Here's a picture of the Pope and the leader of the Allah religion, the religion of the Islamist. Here is the Pope meeting with him, and they prayed together, and these kind of things that I'm talking about that you can then understand, and you can take this to your friends. When they ask you a question, you can warn them, and you can help them not go into this system, because anybody who goes to Rome and becomes part with the Pope and with the Catholic system, the Bible makes it plain, they will be part of the plagues that system is going to endure. You must understand that. You must understand it. I'll read it to you again so that there's no doubt about it. The book of Revelation 18:4. Listen, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. So her sins and her plagues will take hold of you if you are partners with them. if you will not willing to stand up. In fact, I just think you have to stand up. I think you have to cry out against abominations and those kind of things. Now, do we have another person here? Another email. I'd love to hear from you. Last week, you disagreed with the Catholic doctrine called transubstantiation. Transubstantiation. I hope I said that close to right. Where the bread and wine used in the Eucharist are not merely the symbol of Christ, but the actual blood and body. The essence is the word they use. The essence of his blood and his body. Do you consider that this to be wrong doctrine, or do you further and also consider this blasphemy? I consider it blasphemy. I consider it as blaspheming the Lord Jesus. Jesus is still on their cross, remember? The crucifix has Jesus on it. The cross, excuse me, I'm very sorry. The cross that we use in Bible-believing churches is empty because Jesus has been crucified one time in the end of the world and never to be crucified again. And to try to turn his body and his blood into the essence of bread and wine is insanity. In the very essence of Jesus Christ, in that fruit of the vine, in that bread, that's blasphemy, no doubt about it. And to be part of that is blasphemy. Please hear me when I say that. And I'm not trying to cut down anybody. Now grab your phone. I want to hear from you. Here's the question. Is this sign of the end times first a falling away? Yes, it is. A falling away. A departure from wonderful Bible truth. How much of the church world today that does not preach the rapture and the coming of the Lord? How much of the church world has moved into the Catholic doctrine of postmillennialism? Postmillennialism. That means just things are going to get better and better, and the church is going to rule the world for 1,000 years. How many believe, listening to the news and watching what's happening, that the church is fixing to take over the world? Well, the Roman Catholic system is going to be a part of the Antichrist, and in that degree, yes, but it's going to be a false system. I was talking with a young man that's a dear friend of mine of the day, and he started telling me about getting this army ready that was going to help Jesus set up his kingdom on the earth. Oh, no. Oh, no. They're not getting an army ready for that because they think they're going to do that without anybody going to heaven. They're just going to be transformed right here on the earth and become, I'm amazed at postmillennialism. They call it dominion theology, reform theology, different doctrine, different names, but it's all the same. That's why I'm pre-trib to the core, and I'll give you some real proof of that next week, I promise you. Anybody else has a question out there, I want to hear from you. I really do. I really do want to hear from you. It will be my joy. Here is somebody is sending me, apparently, the picture of Kenneth Copeland and the Pope. Hey, I'm thankful for that. Here it is in front of me. Maybe I'm going to get to see it and describe it to you. Give me a minute here. Here's Kenneth Copeland. I know you can't hear this. I'm trying to figure out how I might could get you listening to it. Maybe I can. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not going to be able to, I don't think. But I've got it in front of me, and I presume they're going to play this video. Oh, I wish I could get that on the screen for you to hear, but it won't come up. You know, I'm not learning all these things. I'm still a learning. Did you know that? I'm still a learning. Here we go. Now, they're going to hear, I think, and see the Pope, and they're going to play that, and I'm going to try to spend a minute of it with you if I can get it on. All right, here we go. All right. Oh, no, I'm not going to be able to do it. Well, I'll listen to it later. I really want you to see this, and so I'll get it on the screen and learn how to play it for you. He has a Catholic priest there with him, and I presume they're going to play what this Pope said, okay? All right. Now, let's see if they got it. No, I'm not getting anywhere. I really am not. Well, whoever sent it to me didn't send me the sound. Okay, we're going to forget about that. It's not going to work for me, you know. You can see that. Here's the Pope. He's finna talk to them. All right, let's forget about it. and see if I can get back to where I was supposed to be. I don't know. Yeah, I'm back there, so I'm going to be able to make it back to my screen. Hey, God bless you, my friend. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. We live in an unusual day. We really do. And here's somebody calling my cell phone. You cannot call my cell phone. You have to call the church phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. We're there now, back where we belong. I was thinking maybe I could get you to hear it, but I've never done that, see. So I was just trying. Let's take a call here. Let me see who's on. Where I know they're gone. Call back again if you would. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Sometimes people forget and they call my cell phone. And a friend was just calling my cell phone to talk with me on the program, and that just don't work. I don't think that's even possible, but everything today, we live in an unusual day, and it could be possible. Now, Catholic system, the many doctrines they represent, you know, I can't go into all of them. Those who really know about the Madonna. You know about the indulgences that was talked about a while ago. You know about the homosexual priest that was talked about. You know about how the Protestant world is going home to that. So you understand that. You know what am I to tell you that is not? I mean, it's just there. It's evident. Now let's have a number of calls. Anything that I'm saying, or you think I shouldn't say, or any question, grab a phone. I'm going to honor you. If you don't agree with me, we're going to treat you just as kind as I'm going to treat you. If you agree with me, okay, and you're on the air, may I help you, please?
Good morning, Pastor Chambers. I just have a couple of comments.
And okay.
For your listeners, what you're saying sounds shocking, and the reason is it is very shocking. And we have to prepare not only for that, but the Bible says that the end time will come upon us like a flood. And that flood probably hasn't started yet, but is on the verge. I talked to...
How bad could it get, Brother George?
Yes, I know. I know. I talked to five priests over the years when I was going to Catholic Church, and not one of them could stand up to any question of the Bible. They immediately start backing up and getting angry. And one of the most respected... one that was a theologist immediately got angry when I questioned him. He says, the sun will not go dark. That was his big defense, that the sun would not go dark. So it's really sad how little they know.
I think you're right. I think they're schooled to perfection in their theology. They're daresome to teach them the things we believe, lest they be converted to them. I bought a couple of books years ago when the great movie was being played about Jesus being crucified, and I bought a couple of books that they had written. One was putting down the fundamentalists to the core. I mean, they just think of us as a bunch of dummies. And they say that. I mean, they just call us ignoramus people. And then another book was written to really attack the pre-tribulation rapture. And I was amazed they didn't attack the mid-trib. They didn't attack the pre-wrath. They attacked the pre-tribulation. Because that's the doctrine that's threatening to them. They're post-millennial. They believe they're going to rule the world, and they're going to set up the kingdom, and they're going to be the masters of this earth. Can you imagine a world totally ruled by Catholicism? It would be worse than the Dark Ages.
Yes, yes. I have a friend, I say a friend, I know him well, but he goes to Catholic Church, and he serves the bread to people. And when I ask him if he would like to read the Bible with me, he says, the Bible is not for me. And the people that are listening that are Christians, we love the Bible so much. I can't imagine that any of your listeners are not just deep in the James King's, deep in that word is so beautiful. But that's what he said. No, the Bible is not for me. So,
you know, do you know what they call Bible-believing people? They call us biblical idolatry. A biblical idolatry. We are committing a biblical idolatry by loving the Bible so faithfully and by judging every doctrine by the Bible, because their popes, see, are supposed to be the vicars of Christ. And when they say something, it doesn't matter how it differs with the Bible. It's the fact, and the Bible is just wrong.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, and God bless you. Grab your phone, people, right out there. We don't want anybody to miss having a chance to ask a question or to make a comment. I mean, we are talking about the mother of harlots and her children. And listen, anybody out there, if you're part of a church that's going into that, you have to get out. Now, you got to hear me. You have to get out. If you don't understand what I'm saying, then go read Revelation 17 and then read the at least 18, 1 through 4, and you'll find him saying, come out of her, my people. Come out of her and be not partakers of her sins. Why aren't we willing to do that? Why would we be part of a religious entity that would go home to the Catholic system? If you know anything about the Bible, you know the Catholic system is wrong. One can't be right and the other, or both of them can't be right. One is right and one is wrong. One is wrong and one is right. And you've got to decide which, because your soul is at stake. Now, you go to this Bible and you just believe. You wonder why much of the world doesn't believe the book of Revelation? This is exactly it. Anybody that had been in the book of Revelation and was convinced that this book was literal and genuine would never be able to become part of the Roman Catholic system. I have someone who came to me the other day. They were talking to a Bible teacher in one of the big churches of our city. And this teacher was teaching the book of Revelation. And this teacher told them plainly, without question, we don't believe that's a literal book. Well, if the book of Revelation is not literal, then how do you know the book of St. John is literal? I mean, how do you know? Both books was written by the same person. St. John was written by St. John, and Revelation was written by St. John. Now, if you're going to believe one, you got to believe the other. Have you ever remembered that? Did you remember that the same person who wrote St. John wrote the book of Revelation? And he wrote it on the Isle of Patmos? I mean, he wrote it, in great duress and with a great anointing. And it's all a bunch of visions. It is so beautiful and breathtaking that I love it. Now, I want to give this to you. The ladies are standing by. So grab your phones and everybody out there, call and get a copy. Don't allow yourself to continue in ignorance and not get a picture of this, please. I beg of you, don't allow yourself to. You say, I don't want to know about it, because then I'll be responsible. If you don't want to know about it, you already are responsible. The moment you turn your head away from truth and knowledge is the moment you've already made your decision that you'd rather be comfortable in your error than have to make a decision about truth. And that's a sad state to be in, I'm here to tell you. So grab your phones. In 4 minutes, we're going to pray for America. I'm praying. I'm believing God. I sent out a Facebook article this week about the angels. I'm praying for the host of heaven. The host of heaven. Jesus Christ and that great host of angels will march across America and bring judgment where evil is triumphant. Why evil is triumphant and bring such judgment that God will show himself. You know what the Lord said to me this week? The rapture will cause more people to get saved than anything else that could happen. Because as soon as that rapture occurs, there will be millions on top of millions that will realize they waited too late to go in the rapture. But they can still be saved. And so millions of them are going to fall on their faces and get right with God. If you don't believe that, you go to Revelation 7. And you will see this great multitude that come up out of the great tribulation, who wash their robes in the blood of the Lamb, the Bible says, and they've been converted to Christ. So millions are going to be saved after that rapture. And I was thinking about that this week. I felt like the Holy Ghost poured that in my heart, that the greatest event that will bring about the greatest conversion of the greatest multitude will be the rapture. Because then it will be get right with God, or or there's no further opportunity. I mean, they'll be moving right into the tribulation. It will be hell on earth. They will realize, I don't have any choice now but to die as a martyr for Christ, and there will be millions of them. And if you don't believe it, you go when I finish this program. Now, don't go while I'm reading, but when I finish this program, you go to Revelation 7, and you read those words very carefully, okay? After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. Oh, listen to this, which no man could number, of all nations and kindred and people and tongues, stood before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And the question is asked John. John asked the question, where do these come? No, someone asked John the question, where do these come from? And the answer comes back, these are they which came out of great tribulation. I don't want to be saved that way. I'm going up in that rapture. I want to be part of the bride of Christ. And see, this crowd of tribulation saints can never, never, never be a part of the bride of Christ. They may be guests at the wedding, but they won't be part of the bride. No way. And that's very clear in the scripture. And I'll be glad to help you with that if you don't understand that, because that is really a wonderful truth. Now, grab your phone and call me quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Call the ladies. I want you to have this. Some of you anymore don't call to get these things because I think you're afraid of the knowledge of it. You're afraid of the truth of it. I'm having a lot of people call me and say, you just don't know what your material is doing for me. I mean, really, I was talking to a man connected with the internet, and I'll broadcast this week, and he said to me, I've been reading your articles, and they are just wonderful. I want to come talk with you. I'm thinking about coming there to church. I'm telling you, we're in the late hour. We're in the late hour. If you want to know the truth and you want to miss the tribulation, you want to go up in that rapture, you don't want to be a part of this whore woman and this dark system, then you better find you a good Bible-believing church full of the Spirit where the Bible alone is taught. And I personally would not be connected with any great fellowship. I don't care how great it is, any big fellowship where they are going into the Roman system. I would not be a part of it, not for nothing on the face of this earth. I've got to go when Jesus comes. Now, will you join me in prayer? Will you join me in prayer? Can we talk to God for America and for the church? Father, we come to you for the church of America, and yes, the church of the world. We come to you for those many groups now that are going home to this dark system, this whore woman, this whore system. And I cry out for them, God. Open their minds. Give them visions. Give them revelations. Send people among them who know the truth to share the truth. Open their eyes of understanding. Let our material go in home after home, multitudes of homes, millions of homes. I pray, God, give wings to this ministry. Give wings to this telecast and this broadcast. Give wings to the things we're trying to warn people of. And grant a miracle. And Father, send your angels to bring judgment upon wicked men and women who are destroying the good people, who are out to destroy the church of Jesus Christ, who are out to stop the glorious gospel of our Savior and Lord. Father, send your great judgment of angels to put a stop to it. And Father, I pray for those in leadership of America from the White House down. Father, stop the darkness of same-sex marriage. Stop the darkness of killing unborn children. Stop the darkness, God, of promoting evil over righteousness. I believe you for a miracle, Father. I really do. I'm waiting on you for a sovereign move of the Spirit of heaven and a great harvest of souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Will you believe God with me? Are you praying? Are you really seeking God? Are you praying till you pray through? We start a 7-day of fasting and prayer on Monday, the 24th through the 31st of May, getting ready for our camp meeting. And while you're calling, let me get you on the lines now. Let's take as many calls as we can in these last 12 minutes, okay, 13 minutes. Will you call quickly, real quickly now, and just give me your opinion. If you're a member of a church that's going into that or a group that's going into that, you've been supporting Kenneth Copeland or Rick Warren or Rick Joyner or any of these groups that are going heart and soul into this system, if you want to call me and say, today I'm coming out. Today I'm no longer going to be part of that. Today I am setting my eyes on nothing but the infallible Bible, the great truth of Scripture. I'm telling you, you will love it. Oh, you would love the sermon I'm preaching tomorrow. I am excited. I'm excited why Satan hates the infallible Scripture. The devil hates this book, folks. He hates this book, infallible book. He hates it. He hates it, but I'm telling you, every word in it is God's word. The Bible said it's forever settled in heaven. This book is for, I can show you the temple with the book in it, in the book of Revelation. So this book is in the temple in heaven, and you will be judged by its great truths. And you need to believe every word of it and follow every word of it and not let anybody convince you. You say, if I follow the Bible, I'm a legalist. That is an untruth. That's a lie of the devil. When you follow the Bible, you're following the truth of God. My Savior, the Lord Jesus, said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Those are the exact words of Jesus Christ. You can't question that. You can't doubt that. That's the word of God. So live by this word and walk in the truths of this word and be committed to this word. And don't let yourself be part of a system. You know, that, like I said earlier, and I say it again, they're wonderful people who are Catholics. Wonderful. I'm not talking about Christians now. I'm talking about wonderful people. I'm talking about people who love their families. They treat you good. They'll do wonderful things for others. We're not attacking people. We're talking about doctrine. We're talking about truths. The truth of God versus the false teachings that are flooding our world like a river. The Bible said in the last days, truth would fall in the streets. The Bible makes it plain that there would be a great falling away among the good people of God. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. There are millions probably listening to me right now who are cold in your spiritual life. You haven't had a prayer lately that you prayed till the Holy Spirit overwhelmed you and excited you with the scripture, and you are desperate for a miracle. You are desperate for a miracle, and I'm praying for that. I pray that you'll get on fire. Get full of the sweetness of God, of Christ, and His wonderful love, and just dig into this book until it changes your life, okay? 1-800-338, these last minutes, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Be a part of us. Be a part of this ministry. Be a partner with us. Oh, yes, our load is heavy. We've had 4 air conditioners out this week and trying to get them repaired, and the cost is overwhelming. I mean, we are in the middle of a battle. The enemy don't like us. And I'm glad they don't. I'm glad they don't. Rejoice, the Bible says, when you're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. And so we rejoice in it. But I want you to know that I want you to have the truth. I want you to know the truth. I want you to be in the Bible. Take the book of Revelation and read it over the next week or two. Read it at least twice before you quit. Maybe 3 times, and read it with just simple heart, crying out to God for wisdom and knowledge. And then the book of John, both books written by the same great prophet of God, great apostle, Apostle John. Oh, they will stir your life. I guess the book of John and the book of Revelation are really 2 of the greatest books in my life, although I love the whole book, every ounce of it, all 66 books. I really do love those books. Now, lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. Do you agree with Reverend Chambers? Let me know. Do you disagree with these things I'm saying to you and the knowledge I'm trying to give you? I want to know. I want to know where you stand. Are you on the side of the Bible? Are you on the side of a world that's going far away from great truth? And maybe you don't call because you don't want to be identified. Well, we're not going to identify you. I'm not going to call your name unless you've told me it's fine to call your name and you're partner with me. I like to recognize good friends who really love this ministry. You make it possible. You keep us going. So grab your phone, 1-800-338. Let me see if there's any more. Oh, man, have we had emails coming in today. And I've been sitting here so busy, I probably have missed some of them. I don't know. Let me try to look here. A list of Catholic heresies. Please read some, okay? Here's a list of Catholic heresies, and they want me to read some of them. There are many. Let's see if I can find one or two. Of all the human traditions taught and practiced by Roman Catholic Church, which are contrary to the Bible, the most ancient are the prayers for the dead and the sign of the cross. That's, you know, I've never talked about that, really. Praying for the dead, I mentioned that last week. The sign of the cross, both began 300 years after Christ. Was candles introduced in church, veneration of angels, wax candles introduced in the church, veneration of angels and dead saints. The Mass as a daily celebration, it was adopted in 394. The worship of Mary, the mother of Jesus, the use of the term Mother of God. Priests began to dress differently from the laity. Extreme unction. Now, I don't know if that's a prayer for the dead or of a person who's dying. The doctrine of purgatory was first established by Gregory the Great in 593. What a list. I mean, I should have had that earlier, and maybe it was here, and I had not seen it. There are so many, friend. Yeah, by the way, anybody that emails me, jrc@paulcreek.org, I will send you this list. Anybody that emails me, jrc@paulcreek.org. And if you're called, we'll mail you a copy in case you don't have an email. So call right now, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. We could take a whole program and just go through these one after the other and try to explain them because they are so many. It is a huge list, and it even tells the years when they were adopted. That is wonderful. I've never seen that before, but that is wonderful. I would want to check it out before I published it, but I'm here to tell you that we are living in a dark day. Don't let those doctrines take over your life. Don't let yourself merge yourself into those ideas, but stand for the truth. How many out there love every word of this Bible? How many of you love this great book of Revelation so that you have a picture of the end times and there's no excuse for being deceived? Nobody is being deceived more than people who reject the book of Revelation. Probably one of the greatest deceptions out there is the rejection of the book of Revelation. And you know, I have a wonderful book on that called The Masterpiece that the Lord enabled me to write. You can order that book right here. You can call the ladies right now and order that book called The Masterpiece. It's a hardback book and 300 and some pages. And it'll help you grasp the book of Revelation. It will help you understand. And I'd be glad now. I'd be glad to explain to you some of the things that are in that great book and help you grow and mature. You know that I care. You know that I'm not here for any reason but the glory of God in Christ. I really am not. No reason but the glory of God in Christ. You on the air? May I help you, please?
Yes, I was calling to say that I really appreciate your ministry and some of the things that you have exposed recently regarding the harlot church and that whole system, that one world religious system is coming together.
Isn't it amazing how the mother of harlots has just been fulfilled in mine, your life, in lifetime?
Oh, it has. Yeah, in just a few years. I remember growing up in one of the great Pentecostal denominations and going to the tent meetings and the revival services and the camp meetings. And the presence of God was so real just as a young man. It just got a hold of my life. And then over the years, I saw things begin to change. And it changed so much to the point that I had to do, as the scripture says, come out from among them. And I hated to do that because I had a lot of family there. But still, I had to. And for my sake, for my soul's sake, my family's sake, we had to depart from that organization.
It's been a struggle, too, hasn't it, Ed? It's been a struggle, hasn't it?
It has, and it saddens me to see friends who are still involved in that are still honestly good people, that seem to be so deceived and don't see what is taking place.
Yeah, I pray that many people who are involved now, and as it's going deeper because of this thing of Rome, I mean, you give it five more years, and there's no way I would go to a church where the pastor is appointed by them and where they get the top end of the money. I couldn't be part of that.
No way. We had to make that decision, and I believe we made the right decision. God led us out of that.
Well, I love you, my friend, and God bless you. Stand tall.
We will, brother. Take care.
God bless you. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Hey, Brother Chambers, this is Brother Otto. How are you?
Hey, Otto.
Hey.
You came from a country that was fully Catholic, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I went to Catholic school too. But I sent you that list for the Chambers that you were reading.
You sent me this list?
Yes, I've done it, sir.
Well, I can depend on it, because I know you wouldn't send it to me if it wasn't the actual list.
Well, I was reading the last item, and this is interesting, because I was in Cuba then, of course, but too young. In the year of 1960, this is the last dogma was proclaimed by Pius XII, Pope Pius XII, the Assumption of the Virgin Mary.
So, in the year 1931, the same Pope Pius, wait a minute. What am I reading? Pope Pius.
Read the last item.
The Assumption of the Virgin Mary. That means she ascended to heaven.
With glorified, like Jesus.
Yes, right.
Like Jesus, yeah.
Anybody out there, now listen to me, everybody out there, the Catholics have taught, and this was affirmed in 1950, only 65 years ago, that the Virgin Mary didn't just die and wait for the resurrection. She ascended to heaven just like Jesus did. And that's their doctrine.
Yeah, if you read one of these, I know we're running out of time here. Somewhere in the middle of the list is when they decided that they were going to do the Mass in Latin. And I remember nobody could understand what they were saying because they were doing it in Latin, you see.
Yes.
So, listen, God bless you. The Lord is coming soon. Thanks for having me on the air, okay?
Oh, I can't wait to meet you over there, man. God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. We are living in such a day. Now, you need to call. You can get this list. We'll make copies of it and put it in your mail if you call this week. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Everybody out there ought to have a copy of that. Every preacher out there ought to have a copy of that. Call and get one for your pastor. Send your email, and I will email it to you, and you can print it off. Hey, it's been a joy. We have really had a good program. I know we have been a blessing to a lot of people, and I can assure you there's a lot of people getting ready to change your church life and get in a good, solid, Bible-believing, infallible-believing church group where you can grow in the Lord and live in the power of the Holy Ghost. I want to tell you something, friend. It's later than you think. It's later than you think. I hate to end this program, but it's been a joy to be with you and to bring you these great truths. I love you. I really do. I care about your soul. I care about your spiritual life. I want you to grow in the Lord. I want you to live in His sweet grace. I really do. And I want you to get ready to be friends with your brothers and sisters because it's going to be over shortly. And I want to meet you on the other side. Call me now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to see you in Paul Creek tomorrow. I love you.
Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine, for Thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious if it-